This is a download from Documentally. To find out more, go to documentally.com.
Well, if you hadn't already guessed, I'm in a Middle Eastern country. I'm in the city of Amman, which is the capital of Jordan. Currently in the back streets, I'm surrounded by people minding and getting on with their own business, and people rushing to the mosques to commence the evening sunset prayer. For the last few days, I've been working on an assignment with a friend of mine in Jordan. My friend Phil has been fixing bits and bobs and tying everything up before my arrival so that when I come I could condense a month's work in a week. That's taking photographs, making interviews, getting around as many places as possible. And the story is the plight of tens of thousands of Iraqi refugees that have had to leave Iraq and go to places like Syria and Jordan. There are hundreds of thousands involved in this mass exodus, the biggest exodus of people, the biggest migration of a population since 1945. And whilst taking photographs, we've been interviewing families, professional individuals, young people, and experiencing some very, very uncomfortable and disturbing stories. It's been not a good experience, but it's been something I think is very important to report on, and I hope that the few pictures and the few bits and bobs that I've managed to gather can be put together in a project for my sponsors for this particular project, the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, in the hope that we raise awareness from the West, in the hope that we wake people up a little bit more and remind them of this, because it's not in the news anymore. It's not being reported anymore. So let's take a moment. Look at some of the facts, look at some of the stats. Try and get a grasp of what it's like for these people who have been living in a horrible, terrible fear of persecution, of murder, having lost nearly all of their families, having lost nearly all of their close ones, to then come to a country where they technically don't really exist. They're not given official status here in Jordan. They're not given any real official paperwork. All the paperwork says this doesn't entitle you to anything. This just recognizes the fact that you're here. They are a people stuck in limbo, in a kind of no man's land. They can't go, they can't stay, and they have no rights where they are now. This is slowly changing with the help of some NGOs, but very, very slowly. The whole geopolitical situation is way beyond my immediate comprehension. I'm looking into it as much as possible. All I can say is take the time to spare a thought, and if you have any ability to spread the word, make people aware, create a conversation, just start talking about these people. There are so many of them, too many to be forgotten. Thanks.
Well, what am I doing? I am driving a car. Yes, recording this at the same time. It's night time, I'm in the UK on the motorway, and I just suddenly remembered I've got a podcast.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd make this crappy recording because I've got every possible blue flashing lights behind me. There are definitely some blue flashing lights behind me. And all the traffic is slowing down. Hang on a second. Probably some horrible accident either in front or about to happen as I try to multitask. Yes, I've got low cut filter on. I've got auto gain control off. Yes, there's a police car winding its way in and amongst the cars. I hope he's not after me. I've putting this down a little bit and then I'm going to shout because he's just coming past. If he is, I will leave this recording because it will probably make up for the fact I've been slacking. Well, I haven't been slacking. What have I been doing? Do you know what? I think he is after me. Fuck, hang on a second. I'm just putting the thing down.
He's flashing like a bitch and he's after me. He's coming up on the inside lane on the hard shoulder. And he's coming up really fast. And he's overtaking me.
And he's going away. There's nothing quite like it. The last time I was driving on this very bit of motorway, no word of a lie, on the hard shoulder, which is the kind of non-motorway road that's on the, next to the slow lane, a Porsche came past at about 140 miles an hour. No word of a lie. I've got some video of it, how it kind of all ended. Then there were about four police cars and a helicopter, and we saw it steaming into a service station, kind of the rest stations or whatever you call them over around the world. Why when you've got a good head start on the police you would pull into what is effectively a sealed off car park? Although if he was really smart he would have known that there is a secret way out the back of the service station into the country lanes, but didn't have time to tell him. Anyway, so as he piled out of his car and ran into the service station, everybody piled out. All the police, all the motorcyclists that were chasing afterwards ran inside and just leapt on it. It was like a school pylon. I don't even remember pylons. Pylon! And you all jump on the weakest kid until he can't breathe and you worry for his life and you all get off. Yes. So I live to drive another day. Let me just rearrange this so I'm holding it less surreptitiously. That's better now. I'm comfortable and I'm driving safely in between two very large lorries. Sidetracked, before I was being chased by police, I was talking about where have I been. Well, I've been all over the place. I've been all over the place both mentally and physically. Christmas I experienced a death. My mother died, and if you know where my other places are on the internet, like ourmaninside.com and other places like that, you would know this. Very, very traumatic. Possibly the single worst time in my life, and I know also my brother's life. Very shortly afterwards, I commenced an assignment, which I've just got back from. So I've just been to Jordan, Amman in Jordan. And this gave me a little bit of balance. It gave me a bit of, I guess, perspective. I was hired by the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, kind of a branch of the UN. I was hired by their Jordanian office to help document what has been called the largest migration of a population since 1945, since the end of the Second World War. And this is a migration of Iraqi refugees, really, ever since the invasion. Ever since the liberation of Iraq, there has been a massive amount of Iraqis spilling out and trying to escape in fear of their lives and fear of their families' lives into Syria and Jordan. The only kind of two neighbouring countries that would really take them, the border to Iran is closed and can't really go anywhere else for other political reasons. So there I was. I've been recommended, due to my stuff that I've done in Iraq before, to go out to Jordan and try and record a few stories in what is effectively a photo podcast, and I'm working on it at the moment. It's a lot of work, the translation from Arabic to English. Luckily, a good friend of mine assisted me out there, otherwise I wouldn't have been able to get this done in the week that I'd allocated. I'd definitely fit a month's work into a week. In amongst the stories and the just incredible misery that you have to kind of get your head around. It made me feel like I lead a blessed life. a blessed, wonderful existence here in the UK, because some of these people are just, they have less than nothing. They've experienced 5 members of their family die in a, what they would call, in inverted commas, an accident with the American forces. And, yeah, what can you say? How can I possibly reflect upon any unhappiness and misery in my life when these people's is tenfold and is ongoing, and they live in constant fear, perpetual fear? So yes, I've had quite an, I don't want to say interesting, that seems to trivialise everything, quite an incredibly rich range of experiences for this first half a month of 2008. So I come on to kind of explain where I've been, what I've been doing. I've also been doing a lot of video blogging, an incredible amount of video blogging, on a website called Seismic, S-E-S-M-I-C. I've blogged about it on some of my other places. I don't think I've mentioned it on the Documentary podcast, but then I can't remember the last podcast I even did. So I must apologise to all the people out there that have been hanging on, if you have. I know that now we've got feeds, you know, it's a nice surprise when something pops up and you're like, oh, I'll check this out. But I haven't even been listening to many podcasts. I've completely neglected all of my friends at the Progressive Podcast Network. You can find them at the progressivepodcastnetwork.org. Apart from Chris from the Lifted Lorax show, who I managed to entice into Seismic and have, in one regard, ruined his life, all the free time he had. But in another regard, it's opened up lots of opportunities, and I'm really chuffed. I hope that at some point it might even open some opportunities for myself. I really, really need to muscle down and get some serious work done and get some serious projects done. And I feel like, you know, I feel like I've made my mum and her memory proud. There are many, many things that I would like to accomplish, and not being an ambitious person, I don't really think about them that much. I have goals, but I don't believe in ambition. I think that if you're ambitious, you're never living in the moment. You're always striving for the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. But I've definitely thought about reassessing what I'm here for, should we say. So yes, I must apologise for the rubbishy audio. I can hear all kinds of crackles and bangs and bumps. That is probably to do with me driving this noisy Land Rover on not a very good motorway, and doing my best to concentrate on the road. So, coming up soon, what's going to be coming up soon? Well, hopefully the finished project that I've been doing over in Jordan. No end of other podcasts, which I should just cut and chop and package and post somewhere online. I'm currently using the server at this time of recording, run by Deek Deekster. You can find Deek Deekster at funk.co.uk. Great guy, got some wonderful content and material. He does a couple of amazing podcasts. I'm sure they're all linked from Funk. And he's kindly, I guess, he's sponsoring me in a way. He's saying, stick your stuff on there, don't worry about it. I think I'm sharing the server space with some top-notch UK DJs, which is not only an honour, it makes me feel special, and nice to be thought of in that way. So yes, as I approach the exit on the motorway, things are going to get a little bit more steery, where I'll have to negotiate the roads a bit more. So I'll sign off, I'll leave it at this little distorted, manky update. Every time I go over a bump, I can hear a crump. Why is the recorder doing that? It must be something to do with resonance and complicated things beyond my comprehension. So, I've got a few Seismic invites for this video blogging application. I would say, if anybody, especially from the PPN, the progressivepodcastnetwork.org, is interested in coming in and joining the what is a testing experiments at the moment for a new application that is potentially going to be very big. And you like to maybe have a bit of a visual play, and you're normally audio. I would say go for it. There are some incredible people on there. Give me a shout. You can contact me on the website documentally.com. You can email me podcast@documentally.com, and I will slip you surreptitiously one of the season invites, which still has yet, although there are a few more around, are like rocking horse shit. So I would give you them with a warning. It's addictive. You can end up just going on about stuff, and some stuff isn't very important, but it's an outlet. Some stuff is mediocrely important, but enables you to connect and communicate with others into social media and this wonderful Web 2.0 experiment we're all living in. And some of the stuff on there is fantastically deep and meaningful content which will enrich and enlighten you on whichever pathway you decide to take. Where am I driving? I haven't said where I'm driving. I'm driving to my grandmother's. She's phoned me up and said she needs me, so I'm spanning the miles in the dark to see how she is. And she'll probably be fine. Just a little bit on edge at the moment, so I'm going to continue my journey. Look after your family. Look after your friends. Look after all those people you care about. If you haven't phoned someone for a while, do it now. Just say hello. Makes a big difference to some people, you know. So, take care. And I hope to get some more deep and meaningful, or even just understandable, content on my feed soon. Thank you very much for listening this far. This is it. Goodbye. You're listening to documentally.com, and if you were wondering why those last two recordings kind of contained a lot of the same information, it's just because I seem to have a lot of audio files knocking around on my desktop that bear no relevance to anything in particular and everything in particular and contain a lot of the same information. I must have kept meaning to start a podcast and then stopped it. Start a podcast and stopped it. So rather than start a new podcast from scratch and try to create an element of professionalism, maybe, or even to risk sounding organized, I just thought I'd stick them both in the same file. Why not? How will I end this podcast? Maybe just to say that the project that I'm working on is still going well. I have been lucky enough to be introduced to a guy called Bill Kamak, who's an Emmy Award-winning editor, who's offered his help in the project as well. Social media is absolutely fantastic for networking and getting some really creative minds on your side as such. So I'm quite excited about what the outcome will hopefully be. And so far, so good. So fingers crossed. I will keep you posted. Everything's still up in the air. I've spent a week pretty much in bed with some kind of dodgy flu scenario. Recovering quite nicely now. So I just thought I'd stick this podcast in my feed. And if you've listened this far, well done. Thank you. And I hope to get something a little bit more structured. That's the word I was looking for. Later on. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Woke up in the morning, 6 o'clock today. They've shot another plane down. What more can I say?